December 1st, 2004, at the United Nations General Assembly, the Canadian government voted no for the first time on a UN resolution regarding the exercise of the inalienable rights of the Palestinian people, which lends support to a UN committee working to back the Palestinian struggle for self-determination and against Israeli military occupation. The UN vote was issued one day after the Canadian ambassador to the UN publicly criticized the General Assembly for delivering, quote, one-sided condemnations of Israel. I had the opportunity to speak with Mohammed Omar, an independent Palestinian journalist and founder of RafahToday.org, based in the southern Gaza Strip. The interview focuses on the Canadian government's relationship to the internationally condemned Israeli military occupation. This interview also provides a Palestinian perspective regarding Ariel Sharon's so-called withdrawal plan from the Gaza Strip, introduced in February 2004. Although the Gaza Strip withdrawal plan is being supported by the Canadian government as an Israeli effort towards peace, the reality of military occupation in the Gaza Strip continues, with ongoing settlement construction, countless house demolitions, and extraordinarily high Palestinian death tolls.
This is Mohammed Omar from Gaza Strip, living in the south of Gaza Strip, Rafah refugee camp. I'm working as an independent journalist for several newspapers in Norway, Sweden, Spain, and I'm running my own website, which is RafahToday.org. I've been working as a journalist for 3 years now.
As an independent journalist in the Gaza Strip, can you talk about the so-called Israeli withdrawal?
Well, regarding Israeli withdrawing from Gaza Strip, it is quite difficult for me to talk right now about it, because the only way for you as a Canadian or as an American or whatever is to visit Gaza. So, how would it be possible that Israel is announcing about withdrawing from Gaza and they are still building more houses near the settlements? How it comes that they are still closing the checkpoints and making many troubles for the people, daily incursions, shelling. Well, people here do not believe what Israel is announcing about. An interview that I had with an old man who's 76 years old, telling me, I cannot believe it that Sharon wants to leave Gaza. And I have to see in my eyes. I have to see that they are leaving in my eyes. If I saw this in my eyes, then I might not believe it also. Because what they have done with us in the 48 is really terrible and makes us not trust them anymore. So Gaza withdrawing a plane is only, it's like a game. It's like a game. Sharon can say anything and the Western media is to have what Sharon says as the music. Just saying in the headlines, Sharon withdrawing from Gaza, Sharon withdrawing from Gaza, roadmap and all these idioms that we don't understand anymore. So I guess no meaning for withdrawing from Gaza because it's terrible. What is going here is terrible. You know, they are building more and more houses if they want to leave Gaza in the next few months. So why they are building houses, why they are building more settlements around Gaza. I'm just asking why, because it is terrible to have the soldiers every day to see them building more and the settlements building more, and it's terrible. We don't understand it. So why they are killing people? Is that to make fun?
Regarding the deaths of Palestinians, Recently on your website, you wrote about a funeral that has been taking place in Rafah. Maybe can you talk about the effects of this consistent pattern of Palestinian deaths on your society and your community in the Gaza Strip?
People do not care anymore about it, you know? People know themselves that when they go to the streets, they can get shelled anytime. It's like the child, Emmanuel Hamas, who was killed by 25 bullets. 20 bullets in her body and 5 bullets in her head. I'm asking, where is the international community? Where is the law? So what do you expect from people? Just people sending their children to the schools and they get the news from the hospital, oh, your child get killed or your son get killed. And it's normal. It's everyday life here. So what we have to do? I'm personally like a journalist. Every day they are shooting at us. And what I have to do? What we have to do, you know, it's the Israelis whom are shooting every time. It's the Israelis whom are supporting by the international community and the whole world. So what do you expect from Israel? What do you expect when you have all weapons and everything available? Do you think that they are going to keep these weapons just for exception or just to keep them, to showing them on the media? Of course they are going to use them. To use them for what? To kill civilians. And that is easy. It's very easy. It's only one click for the Apache's pilot and then show the whole camp. No matter if ambulances, no matter if doctors, and in Rafah we have seen this. The 33-year-old doctor who's working in Nasser Hospital, he was killed while he was going from his house into the hospital. So I'm asking, what this doctor done? Or before and before and before, and today, this morning, more children get killed, and we don't know.
The death of Palestinians in the Gaza Strip is reported on very little here in the media of North America. When Israeli civilians or even military die, it's covered very widely. You spoke about the role of the media, so maybe can you speak more about how you feel the media in North America and the West is covering what is taking place in Gaza Strip. Do you feel that it is representing honestly what is taking place?
Of course it's not representing anything here. It doesn't represent what is going on here. But, you know, we know the media, I know the media, and you know the media, and everyone knows the media. But the more important question that I begin to realize these days is, if you are interested in the truth, you can get it even from the mouth of the lion. You can get it. It's not that difficult. You can get the truth. You can come to me. You can go to the Electronic Intifada website. You can go to my website. You can go to any website from the Palestinian website. You can go to the internet and search. It's very easy. It is very easy. You don't have to find someone to teach you. I know there is technology in America and in Canada. And it's very easy, just, you know, you have to go to Google and to write something about Palestine and search. That's all. Or do you expect the TV channels that are announcing about the last fashions and the singers to mention you about what is going on in Palestine? Do you expect from them to tell you about what is going on? I bet no. And if you think so, then you are a victim. You are really a victim. Because do you expect that they are going to show you what is going on? Do you expect that they are going to show you what is the result of your silence? Do you expect that? I don't think so. Why? Because they don't want to show what is the result of your silence. They don't want to show it. And if they show it, then you would have to react. If they show the children being shot all the times by Apaches and by tanks, it's every day, children getting killed. You know, you won't believe it when you see people, just when you see legs on the streets, scattered in the streets, or some parts of the brains, or some parts of heads, or some parts of arms, or whatever. I saw this not one or three or four or five or times or 10 times, I saw it hundreds of times in Rafah, in Gaza, in Jabalia, in Beit Hanun, in Beit Lahia, and everywhere in Gaza Strip. Why? This is the international silence. This is the international silence and the result that comes after all this. It's occupation. It's occupation that someone wants to come to you and to kill you inside your house. I just came right now from Jabalia, and I have been there for, you know, when I saw people telling the stories about what had happened and how the bulldozers demolished their houses. You know, Salah Abu Rukba, who has 13 members, is living right now in the street. It is raining. I felt weeping inside myself because of that man. I felt weeping because of his life. I felt weeping because man sitting in the rubble of his house just trying to make a small tent to live under, and his children are crying when we are going to build our house always. I don't know. Doesn't the time come to wake up from your silence? Wake up and watch what is going on here. I guess the time has come to wake up. So you should wake up. Everyone should wake up and watch what is going on. Because really, there are really thousands of people here in bad need to your help and in bad need to your ears. Just please, give us your ears. Give us your eyes. And look at what is going on. And I'm quite sure you won't agree about what is going on, and you would react to your government, and you would stop what is going on here against the human rights.
Recently, Canada changed its position on voting in the United Nations regarding Palestinians. Now, maybe can you offer your perspectives as a Palestinian from Gaza on this recent shift in Canadian voting policy at the United Nations? What importance do you feel there is for people in Canada to take action against their government's support for Israel?
Actually, what do you expect me to say? Decision has been taken. Even if they react or not react or go on demonstrations or go wherever, decision is taken, and by hook or crook, they will vote supporting Israel. So I'm not surprised by this. And I'm really feeling sad about it, you know, because Canada means a lot to people here. For many people, you know, Canada supported Rafah and trying to rebuild what occupation destroyed. And actually, it would be shocking for the people to hear that Canada is supporting Israel now. And it would be shocking for every refugee here. And people won't believe it. I'm quite sure people won't believe it, because what they have seen here about Canada is really a very good repetition. And they like Canada. They like the support, the offer, the donation, rebuilding houses, projects with the Rafah municipality and Gaza municipality. And I hope that they will not vote supporting Israel. So support what? To support what? Killing victims? Killing civilians? Demolishing houses? Killing children inside their schools? Or what? I don't know. I really don't know. I have no idea for what. Supporting what? Supporting what? Supporting killing the children? This is a message for everyone, for the president in Canada. Just imagine that those children whom are getting killed as your child, just imagine that the child is yours and get killed by the IDF. Will you be silent like this? We don't have human rights. Or the human rights is only working in Canada and in America, or what is called the democratic world in these days.
You have been listening to an interview with Mohammed Omar, an independent Palestinian journalist and founder of RafahToday.org, based in the southern Gaza Strip. The interview focused on the Canadian government's relationship to the internationally condemned Israeli military occupation of the West Bank and Gaza Strip. To view Mohamed Omar's website, Rafah Today, visit www.rafahtoday.org. That's www.rafahtoday.org. The music for this segment has been provided by Montreal musician Sam Shalabi. This segment was recorded and produced for CKUT Radio in Montreal by Stéphane Christophe.